Good morning, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Laurie. Great part of the season. I think we all love grand final week. The Raiders have certainly brought a bit of zing and a bit of zest into the
Fresh.
build-up. Yeah, we got a little bit of, controversy around whether Jake Friend will play, BJ Leilua. I think both will play. Josh Hodgson, I think he will play. The build-up's been good. The Raiders arrive in town today. And, of course, we've got the Dally M medal tonight at the Horden Pavilion, which should be another good night.
Yeah, we'll start with the Dally M then tonight. Tedesco's a warm favourite. You believe he'll win it?
Well, yeah, raging hot.
$1.30.
$1.30. Yeah, here
is Winks.
I think Cam Smith's paying $4.25, and they're the only two players in single figures. Look, there's plenty of other candidates: Mitchell Pearce, Cameron Munster, Tal Malolo, Cook, Moses Keary. Pearce led on 15 points when it went behind closed doors in round 12. But I can't see anyone but Tedesco winning. He's already got the Jack Gibson medal for the Roosters best and fairest last year, the Fittler medal, the Lewis medal, probably the Dally M medal, and he's favourite for the Churchill medal.
I think Tuivasa-Sheck might poll well again. I think he's had a terrific season, Tuivasa-Sheck. They didn't win a lot of games, but even in the games they didn't win, I think he would have been the Warriors' best player and might have
easily
been able to poll, ones and twos. But yeah, interesting. But he is the red hot favourite, Tedesco. Should
coach
be
of
winning,
the year.
But we'll see.
Who do we think? I thought Dez.
There's some good candidates for
I
coach of the
Dez,
year.
I thought Dez, given what he did with a reduced roster, but it's Ricky Storm time. But I think voting might go behind closed doors before Ricky's grand final surge.
Whoever gets it deserves it, because you can make a case for Craig Bellamy again. They won the minor premiership. They were three games clear. Then you've got Trent Robinson with the expectation.
Back-to-back grand finals.
Yeah, but the expectation on them was to get to the grand final, and that's hard in itself. Then you've got Ricky taking the Raiders from where they were into a grand final. Bennett at South Sydney's done a remarkable job, given they lost arguably their best player and highest paid player.
Greg Inglis.
So that's $1 million off their salary cap.
Brad Arthur
at Parramatta. Dez at Manly. Whoever gets it deserves it. There you go.
Well, Hasler and Arthur jumped. Well, their clubs jumped 10 places. I mean, that alone's extraordinary. 16th to 6th.
I don't think he'd argue if any of those six coaches win coach of the year.
Right now, though, based on Canberra being in the grand final, you'd nearly have to go for Sticky, wouldn't you? I mean, it's an extraordinary effort to get him.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a very good effort. But again, you look at some of the other, like Arthur at Parramatta, Robinson at the Roosters, and Bellamy doing what he's done with Melbourne. I could make a case for all of them.
Apart from the sin binning, maybe Manly got to that grand final. you just never know. Yeah. The big one that our listeners are chatting about before we move on from the Dally M's is Sivo from Parramatta, who's been an absolute revelation, was the top try scorer of the competition, and he hasn't actually even made the list of nominees for the winger. On the other side of his field is Ferguson, and Blake Ferguson has made the list of nominees.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
Well, the one that surprises me, I've got no drama with Tupu, Addo, Carr, Mamalo's been good, but Edric Lee.
Yeah.
You'd have Sivo in before.
It is unusual, isn't it?
Wouldn't it? In the
Remember
in the
that
list.
One belter of a game he had, Edric Lee, where he was just superhuman.
But does it go on?
Do we know
the amount
exact
of votes?
Process?
Yeah, that's exactly.
It has altered in recent
years. It's your company.
Years. Well, it's not TK. It used to be the Telegraph, and it got sold on to the NRL.
That's right.
It's actually the NRL's now, so we don't have any
but
say.
But Edric Lee might have had more votes than Sivo. I don't know, but I thought Sivo with 22
if it comes down to votes
in
Parramatta, I guess you're right, Laurie. Moses and a Darren Brown and
Clint Gutherson,
Nathan Brown, Gutherson.
Yeah.
All those
blokes
would have pinched votes off Sivo. So suddenly he scored all these tries, but he may not have polled well. Well, clearly he hasn't polled well in terms of
well,
points.
Edric Lee at the start of the year, he had his couple of best games I've ever seen Edric Lee play.
One was phenomenal. One was phenomenal where he scored two, I think, and stopped two.
Stopped two, yeah.
Like stopped them dead.
Yeah.
It was,
but that was at the start of the year. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
It doesn't matter, and I know we'll probably recap tomorrow the Dally M's, and it's always about who doesn't win. and who doesn't make the team, and you know, who doesn't make the list of nominees, and then the poor bugger who wins. Oh, yeah, well, we all knew it was going to be James Tedesco or so-and-so. So we'll discuss that as well. The grand final, good result for the National Rugby League, really the fairy tale story of the Canberra Raiders. They are the rank outsiders at $3. The Roosters are the red-hot favourites, looking to go back-to-back from Brisbane from 92-93. There's only been the two upsets in the last dozen years in the grand final. They capable?
They're capable. But it's really funny, TK. The two teams came out yesterday and you looked at both of them and you just thought, geez, that's a really powerful Roosters side when it comes strong to big games, isn't it? There just isn't a weakness there. Look, maybe the Raiders can jump them early, get in their faces and see whether the Chooks can handle the pressure, which I'm sure they will. But there's just the most beautifully balanced, strong, powerful side I think we've seen in a while. And look, I hope that the Raiders get in the fight early and hang in there. They've got to start well. But, Laurie, I'll get your thoughts on this. Do the Raiders have to play some sort of style that's just a little bit left field? If they go in there and be conservative, do you think they'll be swamped? And if the Roosters get away like they did last year, 10, 12 points ahead, it would be very hard for the Raiders to come back?
Yeah, if the Roosters jump the Raiders early, it'll be hard to come back. So the start's very important. I think they have to move the Roosters around. I don't think that they can win by playing conservatively. No, I think
it's not their style anyway. I guess they do play that.
I think they need to
footy.
Need to play with a bit of ball movement, some second phase play. The big worry for me is Tedesco. Just trying to find ways to limit the impact that he will have on the game. And I know it can be boring, but again, I'd be looking to probably find touch a lot. And if I can, make sure that when he attacks the ball from a kick, you've got him standing still and you've got numbers around him. And trying to limit his impact from kick returns. And then obviously, when he's around the middle of the park, hoping that our middles can stay tight and be aggressive and shut him down through there. But he's the key player.
You're very close to Ricky. You obviously played with him for many years. Take us inside, Laurie, Ricky Stewart's mind at the moment. What's he thinking? What's he saying? What's he doing in terms of taking a very inexperienced grand final side into a decider?
Well, I think they're embracing the week, and I think they've done that all the way through the semi-final series. Rick has calmed down a lot as a coach over the last couple of years. Oh, yes. And I related this story to our listeners last week when I said that he said to me that the thing he was worried about leading into South Sydney was he didn't overcoach them. So he would be of the same mindset this week. Not that the job's done, but all the work has been done. Now it's about getting your body fresh and being fresh mentally. And the thing that I believe is in the Raiders' favour is they think they can win. They know they can win. It's not trying to convince themselves they can win. It's they genuinely believe. And that's the difference between the Raiders now and what they were probably the last couple of years when they got to that semi-final. You know, they probably thought, oh, well, we're excited to be here. We're hoping we can win. They got a real self-confidence and a belief that no matter who they play, no matter where they play, no matter who's in the team, they can win. And I think that carries you such a long way.
It was funny. We saw a lot of those fans on the side of the road yesterday cheering the Raiders, and a lot of them were young kids. And if you're under 25, you've never seen a Raiders premiership.
It's hard for us to remember that. Mm. You know, like
they've grown up with nothing.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. But the other thing with the Raiders too, they've got some big game players. Look, the Roosters deservedly start favourites. I mean, you know, you look at their side and you rattle off the big names. But in a grand final under pressure, the expectation is on the Roosters to win and win well. If you put them under pressure, scoreboard pressure, anything's possible.
What about this, Laurie, for a story? And TK, Lindsay Collins played in last year's prelim final.
Poor bugger.
Missed out. Played in this year's prelim final.
Mate.
And will miss out again.
And you think how hard it is. Like, we talk about champion players of the game who have never played in a grand final. Right? Let alone won a grand final. This bloke's got his club to the grand final on two occasions.
Twice.
Now, they, like, it's remarkable to do that. They might never get within cooey again.
Robinson gave him his ring last year. We spoke to him during the week. He's got it up on his shelf at home.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to wear it until he wins his own one.
Oh.
But maybe he should start
to wear
it.
He might get another one this year.
He might have a
couple of grand final winks. Yeah, he didn't play in any of that.
Mantelpiece. You know, he might end up with six on the mantelpiece.
Tom Brady.
He might end up like Liberace. Rings on all his fingers.
No. You're right. The coach of the year is one of those great debates. And we look forward to the player of the year being named as well. And the clash I look forward to in this grand final is the one of the big men. Jared Waerea-Hargreaves coming back with all that pent-up, I'm not going to say anger, all that pent-up energy and aggression up against Josh Papali, who's been, hats off to him, just a rampaging bull, unstoppable so far, and playing up to 70 minutes a game.
Spoke to Hargreaves.
Why can't
the
they
week?
All do that now? I'd love to see the props stay out there a bit longer. The better props stay out there longer.
Well, his second stint was just as impressive as his first, Papa.
He's playing big minutes too. For a big man to be able to cover the ground that he does. And the Raiders do everything off the back of Papali. So he's the one that creates momentum through the middle. And they either play off Hodgson or they can shift the ball out wide. But he's their forward leader. He's the guy that they all look up to. And he's... Well, he is. He's in career best form. But he needs to play like that because they'll... The Roosters will target him on Sunday. That'd be a player that they would say, let's put him on the chopping block, and every time he has the ball, let's rip into him. And that's the mentality of the Roosters.
When you say rip in, Loz, take us mere punters inside. What does that mean?
You're talking three in a tackle? So it's line speed. It's working hard from the inside, trying to chop down his legs. Getting forward, making sure we're nice and aggressive, making sure we win the contact. Because if we win the contact on Papali, he likes to get in between players and land on his front and create that play the ball. And off the back of that, a lot of the Raiders' plays come from. So they would have identified him as being the target, and that's the man they need to stop. If they stop his momentum, they can stop a lot of the Raiders go forward, which then allows them to get time for their defence to set and then come forward on the next play. So it's so important that Papali, if you're a Roosters player, to recognise when he's going to get involved. And basically, you're identified him as being the key forward in that pack.
Look, I don't think it will upset them at all, but this John Bateman, first year of a three-year deal, wow, how good's he been? We all know how good's he's been. We all probably know that, you know, if they can find some extra for him, I'm sure they will. Running a good show down there at the Canberra Raiders, but you don't want it to become an issue on grand final week, do you?
There was chit-chat around last night that perhaps his new manager, Isaac Moses, had played some role in these comments. But look, I don't know whether Isaac Moses did, but if he did, John Bateman probably should have told him to leave him alone in grand final week. You don't want contract talk.
See me next Wednesday.
Yeah, if journos ask you about that, you're better off just backing away. Look, it was a headline that Ricky Stewart didn't want, he didn't need. He's showing John Bateman an incredible amount of support, respect and loyalty.
Well, he's still got 2 years to go.
To be fair, John Bateman went straight on social media last night and said, calm down, everyone.
Calm the farm.
Calm down. I want to extend here. See you all on Sunday. Yeah. So Bateman pretty much quashed it as quick as it came out. But certainly, contract talk at this point is unnecessary.
Cool your jets. Will Chambers, what's the latest with him?
Yeah, it's just a bit of scuttlebutt round, Loz, that he's obviously fallen out, it would appear, with Craig Bellamy in terms of form. He was dropped during the finals. Yep. I think he came back to play on the wing and the prelim. And that's Super Rugby. There's a bit of interest there. Whether that comes off, I don't know, but certainly there's a bit of interest there. Also, a bit of chit-chat around town that Penrith and the Gold Coast may have some interest. Look, if you're a rebuilding side and you want a bit of a hard head out there, he'd be a handy pickup.
Yeah, no, he'd be a good player, Will. But obviously, Melbourne need to make some room in their salary cap.
Now,
Cameron Smith didn't sort of confirm after that game when he spoke to Billy Slater on Channel 9 that he would run around again next year.
Did we go through this last year?
Yeah.
We went through weeks and weeks of this speculation.
Do you think he'll play again next year?
He'll play again, I would imagine. There's no indication that I've heard or seen that he's
not.
Well, they're trying to... One of the reasons they're trying to move players on is to obviously keep Cameron.
Which they're scheduled for.
Yeah, because he's on $1 million a year. They'd be disappointed.
Storm were getting annoyed last year privately, Laurie. They'd never tell you so, but they'd made the offer. It was basically accepted, and then Cam kept saying, I'm not here, or I'm not playing, or I may not. And in the end, I think it got to the point where it's like, stop going public and make your decision. Yeah. And it wasn't until January, I don't think, when he came back from holidays that he firmed it all up.
Quick tip.
Look, I've said Roosters from the start of the year, TK. I backed them in February. I can't jump off now.
You're a turncoat. You told me off here you're going for the Raiders.
Well, what about you? You'll be going for the Roosters after three beers, but to Ricky,
please.
Oh, go stick, buddy champion.
Don't turn it back on me, Dean. You're the one. Hey, outside, I hope your green machine go good. Then gets on radio.
Yeah.
Oh, the Roosters.
Morals.
Well, this show doesn't go to Canberra.
Morals.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Oh, does it?
Of course it does.
Go the Raiders.
Yeah, Ricky, be listening.
Go on, stick. We love you.
Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph.